In Moscow, President Clinton and Russian President Putin have concluded their summit with the customary joint news conference. Both men said the talks were a search for common ground. They reached agreement on some issues, but there are still differences on the issue of missile defense. NPR's Mike Schuster is traveling with Mr. Clinton. He joins us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Leanne.
What exactly did the two leaders decide about the issue of anti-missile defense systems?
Well, they decided for the moment to disagree in the hopes that they'll be continuing work on that and that eventually there'll be an agreement. As you know, President Clinton is facing a decision about deploying a limited national missile defense system that could defend the United States from intercontinental ballistic missiles that might come from nations like North Korea, hostile nations like North Korea or Iran or Iraq. The Russians are opposed to this. They believe that this a missile defense system that the United States wants to build could be a threat to their own nuclear deterrent. At the same time, the Clinton administration acknowledges that the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty will have to be amended. That was a treaty between Russia, Soviet Union at that time, and the United States would have to be amended in order to allow the United States to build a national missile defense system. And the Russians view the ABM treaty as a cornerstone of international arms control and don't want to change it at all. So with that background, what the two sides agreed to today was a statement of principles. And here the United States got Russia to move a little bit. The statement of principles includes that both agree there's an emerging new threat from the missile threat from nations like North Korea and Iran. Both sides agree that the ABM treaty itself envisions a time when the security environment might change. The ABM treaty was negotiated and signed in 1972, and the treaty might therefore need to be amended. So both sides agree that that could be the case, and both sides agree that further cuts in nuclear weapons and warheads are necessary, that they would like to continue to reduce the numbers below the START 1 and START 2 levels. What they disagree on is the method of confronting the new threat, the United States wanting a missile defense system and the Russians urging that there not be one. So President Clinton said that he does not want, in the press conference, President Clinton said he doesn't want to withdraw from the ABM treaty, that he hasn't made a decision on national missile defense. But if the United States goes ahead and he goes ahead with a decision, he reiterated that he doesn't believe it's a threat to Russia. And President Putin said that although there is a commonality on the issue of the emerging new threat of missiles from nations like North Korea and Iran, his words, we don't want the cure to be worse than the disease. The experts will keep working on this.
If I could stay on missiles for a moment, there was an announcement that called for setting up a joint center for monitoring missile launches. What's that about?
Well, this is, in fact, something that the United States is billing as the first permanent military operation between the United States and Russia ever. There's going to be, in about a year, a center created in Moscow in which both the Russia and the United States will share early warning information about the possibility of missile launches. This is offensive missiles. It's being set up primarily because there are gaps now in the Russian satellite early warning system, and there's a fear that with those kind of gaps, there could be, and with the current state of offensive missiles on both sides being launch on warning, that one, there could be an accidental launch that could lead to a nuclear war. And so what the United States is going to do is, the United States has a far superior early warning system, and the United States is going to share its early warning information with Russia and Russia's with the United States as well.
There is an agreement to get rid of weapons-grade plutonium. Do you have any details on that agreement?
Yeah, there are lots of details now. This is the fruition of a couple of years of very difficult negotiations, but the two sides have agreed to dispose of, get rid of, 34 tons each, 68 tons in all, of weapons-grade plutonium that's either been produced by each side or taken out of nuclear warheads that have been dismantled. This is a proposed idea because the money for one isn't there to get it all done. It's going to cost $6 billion. It's going to take place over 20 years. It involves a lot of construction, including the construction of new nuclear power plants, both in the United States and in Russia, to burn this military-grade plutonium fuel for nuclear power. It needs the support of the international community, American officials have said, because neither the United States nor Russia has the the funds at this point to make it happen. And so there will now be an appeal to the Europeans, the Japanese, and other rich nations to contribute to this in order to make it happen. It's a long-term project. And this is only step one.
There were some other areas of agreement. You talked about the weapons, but economics, they seem to both agree about economic principles. Was that your observation?
Both presidents are eager to see the economic reform process move further in Russia. And President Clinton especially recognized the new signs of growth in the Russian economy, the possibility that there'll be new investment coming to Russia soon, and that Russia may begin talks again with the IMF. So there was some mutual hope expressed that things are turning around economically in Russia.
What were you able to observe about the chemistry between the two men?
Well, I thought it was a little bit reserved, to tell you the truth. I saw them in meetings earlier in the Kremlin, and at the beginning, they were smiles and shaking hands. But in the press conference, Putin called Clinton a pleasant and comfortable partner, and I think at the end, President Clinton was a little bit reserved. So I think this is a relationship that needs more building.
NPR's Mike Schuster is traveling with President Clinton. He joined us from Moscow. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome, Leanne.